And remember that God told the Hebrew people before 70 years of exile, before 70 years of exile in Babylon, God, through the prophet Jeremiah, said, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you." We have a God who will hear us. We have a God who sent His only Son to the cross for us. Our fountain of love. Now, okay, Eric, I hear that. What do I do about it? Well, when you think of Christianity and the church, you need to remember this. Christianity is not a religion. Now, I didn't say we haven't made Christianity a religion. I'm saying Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. The church is not a building, but the people. So let me ask you this. Whenever you leave this place, where does the church go? With us. When you go to work, where does the church go? You know what? You're answering it right, but I thought, it's not going with you. It is you. It's not going with you. That means something is laying on top of you. The church is going with you. No, that's not what it is at all. The church is you. Do you hear that? Do you hear the difference there? The church is you. So when you go to work, where is the church? And that's not correct English, but the correct answer is, I is the church. Right? When you go golfing, where's the church? I is the church. I picked on Randy this morning. Randy Morrow, football coach. And I know Randy good enough that when he's out there on that field, I'm sure sometimes he's human and he loses it, you know. But that, I bet you there's a voice in the back of his head. I know there's a voice in the back of his head going, Randy. Hey. You represent me. You represent a church. Randy, you represent the church. You need to be a voice of healing and hope in this world. Randy. When you go home, when you want to take a drink of alcohol, maybe you're an alcoholic. Whenever you want to look at pornography, maybe you have an issue with that. Where is the church? I is the church. So what do we do? You know, there's a difference in between the lake. I'm pulling a brain blank here. The Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. Anybody know the difference? Pretty much says it in the name, doesn't it? Do you know why the Dead Sea is dead? And why is there too much salt? The water flows in, but it does not flow out. And the only way out is through evaporation, and it leaves the salt behind, right? So the more the water evaporates, the more salt is in there. The higher the concentration, no life can live. Of course, you know, I think they found some microscopic stuff, right? But what we think of life, it does not work. Why is the Sea of Galilee so vibrant and alive? Yes, water runs from the hills or the mountains down into the Galilean Lake and out, right? There's always fresh water in the Sea of Galilee. Oh, Eric, my goodness, what in the world does that have to do with me? Folks, You are a lake of God's blessings.